There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan, John Cadogan. Joan Cardigan, not been seen for a while, John.
I've sort of cast off that.
Happy to drop it.
That particular moniker.
You've cast off that moniker, like yeah. A couple of the episode, what do you call it in Friends?
Yeah.
The one where they cast off moniker.
The one where they cast off the nickname. Yeah.
Yes, and this is episode 113, 100 and Baker's dozen of episodes, John. This could be a very unlucky episode. Who
could
knows?
It's 113 unlucky?
I don't know.
I'm not sure it is it?
And it's the National League, and the National League is back, John! I reckon that's the sort of thing you'd play in there.
Might just add that in post-production. Yeah,
exactly.
Sort of fun that
it
we have.
Back. This week we are not walking along the river after last week's very successful episode.
I had to listen back. I never listen back to the National Obsession.
Dude, bloody hell. You must be bored.
That was a very relaxing listen back.
I was transported
to a simple time.
A simpler time where we were supposed to be fishing. And then, of course, the next day, John, was absolutely baking hot. The next day, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful weather. We had a lovely text, not a text, John. It's not 2001.
Giving out your number.
All the FOFs. That's what they get when they sign up to the Patreon.
They get my number. I just want to drop a bit of feedback. Any hour of the night all day.
He loves it. Absolutely loves it. £500 a month. That's what you get,
my
number.
At 3 a.m. Quick text.
Yeah, that's what we could do, John. Do a Patreon firewall, but just put ridiculous stuff behind it, but it'd be super expensive. Like really inaccessible to everybody. £1,000 a month, and I will go to the pub with you every night for a month, as long as you like.
As long as you like?
There's no time limit on it. There's no time. I will accept the £1,000. Maybe not £1,000. I think I've undersold myself there. Anyway, who was it, John? Who was it sent us a very nice message? What was his name, John? You know I can't remember anything. You know I have zero memory.
Rich Mills, who I think
Oh, he's a Foff.
He's not, but he could be if you want. Early
He does send in a lot of lovely messages.
Yeah.
And he's a keen listener.
Okay.
Come on, John. Let's have a beginning of the National League Foff crowning.
It's a Foff giveaway.
Foff number.
Now, look, I'm just
this
loading
This is your job, John. We've had a lot of complaints about the Foff admin.
I think he's Foff 35.
People have felt like they're being done out of being a Foff, all sorts of stuff, John.
Well, because Kelvin Applin, look, this is me just typing that in. Kelvin Applin complained last week.
Yes, he did. He's 34.
He's 34, so that makes Rich Mills 35, unless someone else is 35.
Rich Mills, you are Foff number 35. On the ice to you.
I think Rich is a Grimsby fan who lives in Devon.
Oh, how nice. What a weirdo. He must live in Brixham because it's very fishy in Grimsby as well, isn't it?
He just follows the scent of gutting fish.
Where do you want to live? I don't care, as long as it smells of fish. He's chucked some ground bait out there to get to be a foth. And we've bitten on the hook. We've bitten his worm.
We're in the net. He said, enjoyed listening to that episode. Nice to have a break from all the football talk.
Lovely, wasn't it? Really nice. It's a lovely walk along the river. Perhaps we'll do it again one day, John.
Yeah, maybe we should. And I think actually whilst we're on the subject of tweets, maybe we should save this for letters from a listener. But did you see that someone else tweeted us? We were sort of like a sleeping tablet for someone.
Yes, I don't know.
Now is this praise or isn't it? But we helped someone nod off the other night.
Is that what you want as an audio product? That's what they were doing. I'm hoping that's what they were doing to the National Obsession. When he said might whack on.
That's it.
Some Nat Obs pod. I thought I haven't misread that.
Well, look, Luke Prowse Baldwin. Thank you very much for your tweet. He says, might whack on some Nat Obs pod as I nod off. Nightall.
Very nice.
Look, maybe Luke's listening. Luke's listening to this in bed right now.
If you are, Luke, then hope you get a lovely sleep, and you don't let any of the bed bugs bite.
That was an owl.
Luke, send us another text or another tweet, and you'll probably text. Yes, why am I saying text, John?
£1,000. Well, he's teetering on the precipice of a FOF number here.
He really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, John, the National League's back. I watched some of it because I bought the stream and it was excellent. We'll talk about that later on. What have we got coming up in the podcast?
Well, on this week's podcast, episode 113 of the National Obsession, as you say, National League news aplenty. The league is finally back. The greatest league in the world.
It is.
Has returned. And boy, were there some stories and goals and amusing musical names that we reflect upon from the weekend. It's like nothing's ever changed in three years, really.
three series of this podcast.
Episode 5.
Same 4 jokes.
37, 71 or 113.
Don't shout them out. Tick them off. That's what I always say.
Lots of National League news. I think we might try and get hold of Hurst because obviously you know he's very much a Torquay United doom monger. Hates it when Torquay United do well, so we thought we'd just quickly check in with him as Torquay United got off to a winning start.
I wonder if he's still hours in after all this time.
I imagine so. I imagine he probably is.
We'll have to find out from the Hurst later on.
And I think the non-league outsider as well. Obviously, it was transfer deadline day this week in the Premier League, whatever that is. But in the National League, the transfers keep happening. So
it was transfer deadline day. And Ollie Watkins, the Brentford... The Torquay boy, apparently, John.
Another one that slipped through the net.
Another one slipped. Him and Kiefer Moore up front we could have had. Now we'd be we'd be championship by now.
Yeah.
What a
big shame. Letters from a listener.
Yeah.
It's like all your old favourites. Oh, like a comfy pair of slippers.
Do you know what? If you don't want to listen to this one, just listen to any of the others. And it'll be about the same.
Yeah, a little bit of reassurance in these troubled times.
We like a rock to cling to in a shipwreck. Is that a good analogy or not? I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, I think normally. Do you want some National League news?
Oh, I love the National League, John. It's my favourite league, and I'd love some news about it.
The National Obsession.
Come on then, let's have some National League news. What I'm going to combine here is National League news from Saturday and my predictions, because you remember, as we were walking along the river, quickfire scores.
Very nice. Did you do an ACCA, John, or...?
An ACCA Bilk. No, I didn't.
Oh, lovely. That was a shame for Chris. Remember they did that Chris ACCA, which your ACCA booster.
Yeah.
God, if ACCA Bilk was still
ACCA
around, Bilk
just
be,
missed out, wouldn't he?
Be
there
up
with this clarinet.
Andy Power. Stranger on the Shore, is it?
You got any others, ACCA? Nope.
One to four, Stranger on the Shore.
Yeah.
Good as a pile of cider. Lovely something for the kids there.
Really great, yeah.
Go on then, John. Go on.
Altrincham 0, Weymouth 0.
What did you say?
1-1.
Did you, John?
Yeah. I was in there with the draw.
Maybe you're the National League insider.
Maybe. So yeah, Altrincham 0, Weymouth 0, two promoted sides off to a dreary start. Barnet 1, Eastleigh 5. Good God.
Amazing.
A terrible start.
And we're recording this on Tuesday, and we'll do a little bit of recording after tonight's match. But I suppose tonight's the night we find out if Eastleigh were great or Barnet were rubbish. One of those two, isn't it? I think Barnet's a bit of a hodgepodge team, though, isn't it, at the moment?
Well, yeah, they appointed their manager late. He came in late. My prediction was 2-0 Barnet, so that's completely wrong. But yeah, terrible start for Peter Beadle at Barnet. And even worse news in the Times today. A piece about COVID treatments. Respiratory consultant Martin Allen.
Who
was quoted? You know when Mad Dog starts getting his name out there in the papers that he's circling. How long till Mad Dog comes back?
To be honest, haven't heard him speak. He sounds like he does have constant respiratory problems.
Your image of him sort of just shouting at COVID patients until they get better was quite funny.
Maybe Martin Allen is the cure, you know, just shouting at them and wearing a gilet over a jumper.
Just work them hard.
Wear a gilet over a jumper!
Some people might go with, like, you know, the caring side. Martin Allen goes in and works them hard.
Just goes in there and shouts at COVID.
Dover 1, Notts County 0. Didn't see that coming. I got the score right. I went 1-0, but to Notts County.
But just a beautiful result, that, wasn't it?
Really nice.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's beautiful to do, John, when you got someone like Notts County, and actually Stockport Saturday as well, it was good to do it, is go on their Twitter and look at the final page of the score, you know, like 1-0. Go on the actual Notts County one, the official one, and then read the comments underneath that. It's like a warm drink. It's just cheers you right up.
It's really great that the two teams that went into this, the most confident into the first weekend, bigging themselves up the most, both lost 1-0.
Got shit housed 1-0. And it's like welcome to the National League. You've been National League.
You'd have thought they'd know. You've been in the National League long enough now. It never works out like that.
We should do that, John. You've been National League.
You've
good
been
fun.
National League.
Do you know what you've been? National League. Wrexham have been National League for the last 12 years.
But yeah, for Dover, debutant Harry Ransom struck in the 89th minute. He obviously threatened not to score unless they paid him a certain amount of money.
Yeah, very good. I thought you were going to go a Harry Ramsden's joke.
Oh, no, a chip shop joke. But in the wake of the game, Notts County let go a new signing. They signed him over the summer. He hasn't settled into the area. They let him go today. Casper Sloth. Obviously, was too slow moving. It was too slow to get used to the area. Halifax 2, Dagenham 0. My prediction there was 2-2, but good start for Halifax. Jack Earing scored Halifax's second goal, yeah.
Jack Earing. That isn't a name.
Yeah, I also went close through. New signing. They signed him from Yeovil over the summer. Gold Omoteo. Gold, always
believe in your soul. Oh, yeah, lovely. And you know Jack Earing?
Yes.
Is there anyone called Caution? Is there a player called Caution? Be lovely if there was.
I shouldn't think so.
Because it'd be Earing on the side of Caution. But we'd need the player Caution.
Or Hard Off. Hard Off. Earing.
Oh, lovely. That's very nice. Yes.
Hartlepool 2, Aldershot 1.
Yes.
Which is great as well. Another team.
Good.
Picking themselves up in pre-season.
Really, really going in. And also the added attraction of Jamie Sendell's being...
And Ross McContract, not even on the bench. Yeah.
Really? Brilliant. Yeah. Just
didn't
training
didn't
with them.
Didn't even make the bench. In quite a nice little musical thing, Hartlepool had... Oates playing for them, Reese Oates, and Aldershot had Ryan Hall. So it was, in fact, a Hall and an Oates.
Oh, you're a rich girl and you've gone too far, but you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. Beautiful, yeah.
Very nice. Sutton 3, Maidenhead 0. We predicted, I predicted 2-0 there, so I was close.
On the old cheaty pitch there, on the old cheaty.
Remember, we couldn't remember their winger's name. We said it was David.
Who was that?
David Ajiboye, he set up the first goal as well. Really good little tricky winger.
Yeah, I'm curious. They've still got him. I like him.
Talkie won Stockport nil. Obs. Big result. Louis Britton.
Oh, I think he's going to be a huge star.
I liked
John.
Him a lot.
He's going to be. I think he'll start tonight. Let's find out. Drop in here. Did he start? Who knows?
On the bench.
On the bench.
But yeah, I liked him. Great Britain, as we, I think.
Great Britain, as we've put on there. Someone will have that off us, John.
When Gary
someone
says, well, he was the first name on your team sheet, Gary. Well, I picked Britain first.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did it for Britain.
Yeah, Britain first. We predicted 3-1 for that. Wheelstone, yep. Sheffield Wheel was postponed. Maybe the blinds got stuck at Wheelstone or something, the old curtains, I don't know.
Rained off, wasn't it? Rained off.
Rained off, yeah. Woking 2, Solihull Moors 1, bit of a shame. Very disappointing.
What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
Jamie Ward scored for Solihull, former Torquay, of course.
I'll tell you what, he was great for us. Yeah, he was really
in about half a season, he was terrific. And then
I thought he'd have a bigger career than he's had, to be honest. But yeah, not a bad career.
Did all right for himself.
Northern Ireland international.
Woking turned around in the second half. Woking also had Malachi Napper playing for them, obviously known as Aya.
Yes.
Solihull obviously did have quite a good summer, sort of recruitment wise, but didn't
going
work out.
Spending their FA Cup money,
similar to Stockport, and that didn't quite work out in the first day. But they did have Cameron Cox, Mitch Hancock, and Callum Maycock all playing for them.
Cox, in a fountain.
Hello, Cox, Hancock, and Maycock. Really good firm. Duval Entendre solicitors.
It's a two Ronnie sketch, isn't it? That
Cox Hancock.
No, you'll want my cock. Do you want his cock or my cock?
But yes, we predicted 5-0 Solihull Moors, so it didn't quite come off. Wrexham 2, Boreham Wood 1. Good start for Wrexham. Luke Young scoring the winner there. We said 2-2. And Kings Lynn 2, Yeovil 2.
Oh, got it. That is Kings Lynn's only point.
Obviously, there are several games on Tuesday night as well.
Here come the scores from Tuesday night now.
Hello, it's future me here. Or, I mean, I suppose actually it's current me at the moment. And then when we actually put the podcast out, it'll be past me. It's like Inception, this episode of the podcast. But I'm future me compared to where we were just now. Look, anyway, it doesn't matter. There was a full round of fixtures in the National League on Tuesday night. Aldershot, 2 defeats in a row for them. They lost 2-1 at home to Sutton United. 2 wins in a row for Sutton. Boreham Wood Macclesfield was off, obviously. Bromley, 4. Dover, 1. Bromley, obviously, their first match was against Macclesfield, so that was off. But their first game Tuesday night, they beat Dover 4-1. Great start to the season for them. Chesterfield 1, Hartlepool 2. So really poor result for Chesterfield. That Dagenham 1, Barnet 2. So Dagenham have lost both their games so far. Barnet bouncing back from that 5-1 defeat to Eastleigh. Maidenhead 2, Kings Lynn 3. Unbelievable from Kings Lynn. Unbeaten so far. Solihull Moors 1, Wrexham 0. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? And a traditional good start from Wrexham there. Stockport 2, Halifax 1. Weymouth 0, Woking 1, not bothered about that. Yeovil 2, Wealdstone 2, and Eastleigh 2, Torquay 1. Not bothered about that either, to be honest.
And now I will send John a voice note on my phone, which he will play here.
Get in, Teddy Sharing. Beautiful to see. That's been absolutely coming. They're panicking at the back. Winter driving forward against his shitty brother playing for the Spitfires. And yes, get in, United. Absolutely beautiful. Jake Andrews just missed a sitter by headering the post, which looked dangerous, but only Jake Andrews could header the post and be okay. Half-time, V the Spitfires, and winning 1-0, looking good, looking horrible. Absolutely horrible. Talking never... Oh, there's my son being funny in the background. Like father, like son. And we are horrible. We are rubbish, apparently. We're not rubbish. We're definitely not rubbish.
Oxford United.
This has turned into a disastrous update. Well, that's been coming since Connor's gone off. Been messing about with a bit, haven't we? And they have been coming, but... right, get Britain on. I'm not interested in this game anymore.
And next week, we will be able to record on Wednesday. So we'll be able to get both games in. Anyway, that was the news, and this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and... Oh, God, who's that? Hello?
Thank you, bastard. Is that you?
Oh, no. Hello, Hearst.
Hello from the Hearst. You're connected to the Hearst.
Yeah, you rang us. You've rung us. How have you got this number? You on the Patreon?
Your number's easily accessible if you pay £1,000. And guess what? We'll be going to the pub together for the rest of the time.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm going to have to up that. Okay, that's all right. You've paid the £1,000, so that's absolutely fine. Right. What do you want? What do you want? We haven't heard from you in ages.
Well,
what is it you
want?
I
thought I'd just ring up and have a good gloat, you know. I'm just catting another stiff up to the crematorium and thought I'd go.
Yeah, I can imagine... You're doing really well at the moment, Hearst.
Well, I could do with the cases going up a bit more, to be honest with you. Baker, down here in the West Country, is all pretty quiet.
You're a sick man.
I need to move up to the Northwest, Bolton or somewhere. Bolton, what's happening there?
Where have you gone? Bolton or somewhere?
Well, when I talk about
Bolton or somewhere,
I just take on the accent, you know how it is. I'm a social chameleon. Anyway, Baker, stop interrupting me.
Sorry. Can you not swear, please? Don't swear.
I apologise for swearing. I've got 10 minutes while I'm just on my way up to the Krem, and I thought I'd just ring up and have a good old gloat, because I watched Torquay versus Stockport on the weekend.
All right. You bought the stream, did you, Hearst? You gave the club £9.
It was worth £9, because I thought, here comes trouble. Stockport, a proper team with a proper manager, with some proper players they've recruited over the summer, as opposed to Gary Johnson and his bunch of Dad's Army type characters who he's put together. And
he's got some very good players, and he's got three on loan now as well.
Well, you might say they're good players, Baker, but I watched the game. I mean, I've got to be honest, I had a bit of an internet problem about 80 minutes. My Wi-Fi broke down at that precise moment. But
I thought you said your wife broke down. Not surprised, being married to you, Hearst.
Thank you. You know I said Wi-Fi. Listen, now, I had a bit of a Wi-Fi issue at about 80 minutes. But what I saw up till there was absolutely pathetic. Nil, camped in your own box. Defenders scrambling the ball away. Didn't create any chances. The subs did nothing. The new boy came on. Hit the bar and it was...
Britton looked great, didn't he? Britton looked fantastic.
Headed straight at the keeper. He got the lane in there, playing completely out of position. Everybody knows. Gary Harris would tell you that boy's a centre-back.
They would try and develop. You're absolutely right there, Hearst, for the first time ever. You're absolutely right.
Gary Harris is carving out a fantastic career, summarising on BBC Bristol, thank you very much.
Right.
We'll not have his name taken to the cleaners like that, but what I'm trying to say is that performance was an absolute show, if you don't mind me saying, and apologies.
Don't swear, please.
Apologies
don't
for swearing.
Swear, please.
And I'm not surprised it finished 0-0. You're only lucky that you didn't lose.
It was 1-0. We scored 92nd minute. Obviously, your Wi-Fi. 1-0 we won. Gary Johnson's Yellow Army. Super Gary Johnson shooting for the top, Hearst.
The point stands that Gary Harris has never lost a game to Stockport County. And you can go back through the records and have a look at it's true. When he was at Bath City in the National League South, never lost a game to Stockport County. When he was at Torquay United in the National League South, never lost a game to Stockport County. He would have won that game 7-0.
7-0 would have been, would it?
I can't talk to you. Taking the out of BBC Bristol's number one summariser and head of the National League Youth Development like that.
Have you finished, Hearst?
I'm actually offended. If I didn't have several more, don't ring again then. I'd give you what for.
Don't call again. Okay, bye.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Now, look, we don't think we know everything about the National League, do we, John?
No, we can't. It's not possible.
We can't know everything. And what we don't know is like the ins and outs, do we? We don't know like the secret stuff that goes on behind closed doors in places like Solihull and Maidenhead and Halifax.
We're not that well connected.
All, as we say, the worst towns in Britain. Which is basically what the league is, isn't it?
It's like a collection of those books like Crap Towns.
Yeah,
those old coffee table books.
It's exactly what it is. That's how they make the league up. Anyway, right. So, but we found someone. He came on a few weeks ago and he, I mean, he got quite a few things. I mean, he's a bit late on some stuff, I thought, but we've got him back now. We have to hide his voice, don't we?
Yes.
John,
yeah, yeah. It's only right. He's got some pretty sort of hot gossip.
I don't know how much gossip he'll have. So let's go to the National League Outsider.
Hello, National League Outsider. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, John. I can hear you.
Good.
Don't tell anyone. You haven't told anyone my name, have you?
I haven't. We put an effect on your voice, so you know, okay, it's all good. Okay.
I've
sauces.
Got a very high voice in real life, so I hope you've not put a high voice on.
No.
Hot sauces. No. Yes. The Perry
Perry. Yeah, what are your hot sauces saying?
The Perry Perry of National League rumour.
What have you got for us this week?
I've got for you this week that the Barnett job is being circled. Managers are interested, but the main name in the frame is a surprise one. It's Martin Allen.
Ooh, I mean, I think you gave that to us last time as well, didn't you?
Martin Allen in the frame. For the Barnett job, a shock for you there.
Okay.
Shh, John, shush. I think there's someone coming.
Okay. So rumour has it, Martin Allen. What's the second rumour?
Rumour has it that Macclesfield will go out of business. And they will play no games in this current season. Don't tell anyone, John. Don't tell anyone.
I don't know
John.
Where you heard that from.
Keep that quiet. Keep that quiet.
I'd like to be a Macclesfield fan hearing that bit of shock news.
Rumour has it, John, that Weymouth is not only a football team, but also a popular sailing destination. Don't tell anyone. That's it. I've got to go. Someone's coming. Bye.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
We've got a couple of very nice letters, thank you very much. As well, and thank you for all your lovely tweets as well. I never think we give them quite enough sort of recognition that they deserve. But Luke's tweet at the start, Rich's tweet at the start, really, really kind. And everybody who kind of engaged on Twitter, it's always very, we have a lot of fun on the old Twitter.
We love it. Thanks so much for getting in touch. We really appreciate it from everyone. Really, really good. Where were the letters from? Gammy Knee and Rob Baker?
For once, no. Mark Ridley. Foff 33, in case you're interested.
The ice to you, Mark.
He says, Dear Fisherman, I can provide spectator experience of a National League South team. Ooh. On Saturday, I attended Royal Wooden Bassett versus Oxford City in the FA Cup.
Nice.
As the teams came out, I was surprised that the home side were neither a pack of hounds or kitted out in a licorice-coloured strip. Now, if they had gone with Bassett's or all sorts.
Oh, yes, lovely, yeah.
That would have been very nice.
I've seen Royal Wooden Bassett in the previous round, because I went to Royal Wooden Bassett versus Didcot Town.
Okay.
And Royal Wooden Bassett were a great, fun side. They were really, really good. We played in yellow, and I was supposed to be supporting Didcot, and it was yellows v reds. And I was like, I'm finding it very difficult here. But they were absolute outs of a team, and it was a right laugh. So, yes, I'm with you on the Royal Wooden Bassett, but they played Oxford City. And who was up front for Oxford City? Elliot Bennion.
Oh, okay. Very nice. He says, as usual with a non-league tenor, it was difficult to make out the players' names. And me and my mate were certain that the referee was announced as Dale Winton. But alas, he wasn't dressed in a suit pushing a shopping trolley.
No.
A hard-fought game ended with the away side leaving with a 2-1 victory and the home side trooping off with their tails between their legs. Tight lines and offside decisions, Mark Ridley.
Tight lines. Thank you so much, Mark. I'm pleased we're getting some fishing uptake, John. It's a bit like when I tried to get everyone involved in steam cleaners.
and whittling. All whittling just gone by the wayside.
Fishing is stuck. That's good. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for your letter. As a fellow Wootton Bassett fan, I was you're going to get them in the cup, the Torquay Wootton Bassett.
That'd be nice.
Would have been lovely, wouldn't it? You know.
But if you have been to a game, you know, if at that level that you can attend, Please do give us a match report.
Yeah, we'll have that. We'll take that all day long. If you've been to a step 5, 6, or 7 match, you let us know. We accept match reports. In fact, we accept reports on anything. And any fish you've caught, let us know as well.
Yeah, nationalobsession@gmail.com, either historical or current.
Yeah.
Great fish you've caught. Is that interesting? Oh, by the way, just to clear up one thing on fishing, you may remember in last week's episode, I casted doubt on the idea that a pint could take your hand off. You did provide evidence that it can.
Thank you for bringing that up, John, and thank you for telling us all the truth that you know nothing about fishing. Absolutely zero. Trying to sound like you do. Absolutely nothing. Have you seen who plays up front with Jamie Reid at Mansfield Town? Perch.
Perch. Of course he does. It's Perch. Meant to be.
He's on the hook. He's on the hook. Go on. What, any other letters?
And a new contributor, Ian Churchwood. Hello, Ian. Ian.
On the ice to you. We have to say on the ice. Martin Rice. Well, in Ian the bay.
What's didn't it? So much join in. Yeah, in the ground. In the bin, I think was in there. I can't remember. I've had so many down the years. Ian doesn't really sort of join in with the Nat Hobbs banter. He goes straight to the point.
Straight he in.
Says, hi.
Ian.
Not, hi, Charlie. Hi, don't. Hi.
On the ice, Ian.
Have you heard my two songs about Torquay United?
Oh.
Called The Theatre of Pain and The Fastest Own Goal? Maybe you could play them on your podcast. All the best. Ooh. Ian Churchwood.
Hey, Ian. Churchwood. On the ice to you.
Yeah, on the ice, Ian.
He's not asked for anything there, is he? He's
no.
Offered up. He's offered just stuff up.
Do you want to hear Theatre of Pain or The Fastest Own Goal?
Both.
Okay, this is Theatre of Pain.
Okay.
Come along to the Theatre of Pain. Another season goes down the drain. We have such fun at the Theatre of Pain. Come and watch the girls lose once again.
I don't think Ian's been in a while.
Really good. I like it. It's got a nice folky feel to it, sort of folk rock feel to it. Yeah. Really enjoying it. Very, very good indeed. Can we buy this album? Is it in a full Talkie
album? I don't know, Ian. You're going to have to give us some more details. Right. That was Theatre of Pain.
Let's have the other one, yeah.
Fastest Own Goal. Because we did, that was scored in a Talkie game, wasn't it? Fastest Own Goal.
Past this intro.
Remember when he made the news, that special own goal by Pat Cruz? We scored 4 goals in a 2-2 draw. You surely not seen that before. It was in the Guinness Book of Records, an own goal scored in just 6 seconds.
You know what? I really like it. I think it's really, really good. It's right up my street.
Yeah.
I love folk music anyway, and that is proper folk music about something I like. Hey, that's really, really good. Really liked it. Where can we get it, John? Has he said?
Well, he sent me some YouTube links. Maybe we could tweet them out from Nathal's pod.
And if there's an album, I'll 100% buy the album. And then also, when we do come back and we're allowed audiences, we're going to do a show at probably Boots and Aid or somewhere in Torquay in aid of the club, and we'll get their band on as well. That'd be great fun to play those songs.
Maybe I could introduce him like Bob Harris.
Maybe they are.
Tonight's session from Ian Churchwood.
What are they called? The Popside Bastards.
Ian Churchwood's Theatre of Pain.
Absolutely beautiful. I loved that. That was really good. Hey, thanks
so much.
Nice
way to finish off this week's podcast.
Hey, do you know what? Ian has sent in a letter and 2 songs, which makes it 39. Jukunk. 36. Jukunk.
Ian, congratulations.
But anyway, there we are. But if you have got a letter or a song or a match report or anything, a fish you've caught that you want to send us, do send it to us. What's the email address, John?
Don't send us the actual fish, by the way, but nationalobsession@gmail.com.
And tweet us on @NatObsPod, as you always do, and we have a lot of fun there. If you've tweeted us loads and we've sort of overlooked it and missed you out a bit, then you're allowed to say the code word agri to us on Twitter. agri, and we will see that, and then we may make amends with the FOFs later on. Yeah,
Project,
John?
Project Agri.
That's the code word, agri. There we are. All right, then. On the ice to you all. See you all soon. Come on, you yellows!
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.